This is WLVR News. I'm Brad Klein. It's our regular Friday feature, What You Need to Know. I'm joined by WLVR News Director Jen Rehill. Hi, Jen.
Hey there, Brad.
Well, last night you hosted the mayors of Bethlehem and Allentown to mark their first 100 days in office. The program aired on both PBS 39 and here on WLVR in both English and Spanish translation.
Yeah, and the new mayors, the Allentown and Bethlehem, shared how they plan to improve their communities over the next several years. For Allentown's Matt Turk, that means he's connecting with the city's growing Latino community and continuing to offer news from his office in both Spanish and English. And he says that's one reason he was disappointed that residents recently voted against the ballot question that would have removed English as the official language of Allentown.
It's something that we need to continue to attack. We need to put that racist heritage behind us. I think it's a vestige of another era in Allentown, but we're well beyond that now.
Turk also addressed an issue that happened hours prior to the event when he removed a member of the city's Council of Youth. That followed the release of a video on social media this week showing the leader of a local nonprofit, Oscar Ortiz of the Ortiz Arts Foundation, using a racial slur. Turk said he sent a letter to city council yesterday saying he was removing Ortiz and that he would not tolerate any racism or hate.
Yeah, that was unexpected breaking news just before the event. We should note that the Ortiz Arc Foundation did issue a statement this week saying the video was taken in mid-March and was edited. The nonprofit says the video does not reflect the situation or the truth and they don't condone racism. It's a story we'll continue to follow. Jen, what other takeaways did you have from speaking with Mayor Turk?
You know, it was really striking to me that, you know, Matt Turk talked about mindfulness in leading the city. And he said Allentown had plenty of challenges before March of 2020, and that the global pandemic has really led to more damage and trauma for city residents. So he's working on issues of public safety and violence. And he says he's also trying to address quality of life issues that we hear a lot about, like loud ATVs and dirt bikes.
He was stressing sort of old-fashioned virtues of civic mindedness and consideration to each other. And with summer approaching, fireworks will be an issue and a test of that. Turk said he thought one way to create a better quality of life in Allentown was creating more community centers, especially probably for youth.
Yeah, I asked him if he supported this idea that's been floated of taking one of Allentown's abandoned elementary schools and turning it into a community center. He said he really did support that idea, but it's up to school districts and developers to make that happen.
Well, development, housing, and affordability were big topics of conversation in Bethlehem, too. What did Mayor William Reynolds have to say on those subjects?
You know, affordable housing was a big part of our conversation. We know it's an issue in Bethlehem. And he said he wants to start a commission, to focus on best practices to address the issue without building new housing stock. He didn't have a timeline for that. But he did also say that he's focusing on addressing homelessness and unsheltered issues in the area and getting Bethlehem a permanent homeless facility.
And we're going to build a shelter and we're going to work in that continuity of services.
You did have a surprise question on a lighter topic to William Reynolds, Peeps or Hershey's Kisses for Pennsylvania State Candy. I wasn't too surprised by his answer, though.
Well, he did, uniformly say that he was throwing his support behind the Peeps. Not a surprise, but some people do love those Hershey Kisses.
Reynolds takes the non-controversial pro-Peep position. Thanks for joining us, Jen.
Thank you so much, Brad.
That's Jen Rehill, news director here at WLVR. For more of What You Need to Know, sign up for our weekly newsletter at WLVR.org.